Have you ever wondered why the Catholic Church has super exalted Mary to such an elevated position, where she is supposed to be the sinless sovereign queen of heaven and earth with the power and glory of King Jesus? Today, you'll find out why and how sound that view is. This is very important to understand because there are so many Catholics scattered throughout the world. Christians need to know how to help Catholics. Here is Brother Dan Corner of evangelicaloutreach.org to tell us.
What is Mariology? The view that Catholics have of Mary is vital to know, especially if you are a Catholic or know any Catholics, which includes almost everyone. Catholicism calls those beliefs Mariology, which is simply the Catholic doctrines of Mary, the mother of Jesus. To get specific and precise, carefully listen to this Catholic priest and you'll better understand what Catholicism believes about Mary and what Catholics are supposed to believe themselves.
The Blessed Mother derives all of her power and efficacy and glory because of her Son. She doesn't conjure it up on her own. Jesus has shared his own power and glory with his mother.
That was Catholic priest John Corpy, who was once on Catholic television and had his own syndicated daily radio show. He also spoke around the world. In other words, he accurately conveys what Catholicism teaches about Mary. Though he expressed the heart of Catholic Marian doctrine, what he taught is totally opposite to the real truth of God. What God wants man to believe about the true and living God regarding such a concept is, he does not share his glory with anyone. Here are two quotes, and they both come from the Catholic Bible. I am actually going to refer to the Catholic Bible for the sake of Catholics, so they may receive these truths. The first one is from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name, my glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. For my sake, for my own sake, I do this. Why should I suffer profanation? My glory I will not give to another. That was Isaiah 48, verse 11. Folks, know that important truth about God and never forget it. Pass it on to Catholics. Tell as many as you can. The God of the Bible does not share his glory with another. That fact absolutely, categorically, and emphatically blows away what Catholics have been taught about Mary and how she supposedly got her unique powers.
The Blessed Mother derives all of her power and efficacy and glory because of her Son. Conjure it up on her own. Jesus has shared his own power and glory with his mother.
Listen again to that same Catholic priest, John Corpy, further explain this Catholic propaganda that they teach to others.
Jesus, the Son of God, reflects. He's the Son. The Son of Justice. And remember who the woman clothed with the Son is in the book of Revelation? Woman clothed with the Son. Well, that's Mary, clothed with her Son, the Son of Justice. This Son reflects on his heavenly mother the glory, the majesty, and the dominion of his kingship. Okay, so Mary would have none of the reflected light of Christ, none of his power, if it weren't for Jesus himself.
His points were, Jesus the Son, S-O-N, the Son of God, reflects on Mary, the alleged woman clothed with the Son, S-U-N, in Revelation 12. Mary shines in Jesus' glory, the majesty, and the dominion of his kingship. John Corpy does more than ignore the truth, which states that God does not share his glory with another, as cited in Isaiah 42:8 and Isaiah 48:11. He also boldly fabricates a strange explanation based on a common misused scripture in Catholicism. The strange explanation he gave was Jesus the Son, S-O-N, reflects his glory, the majesty, and dominion of his kingship on Mary. Therefore, he says, Mary is the woman clothed with her Son, S-O-N.
Woman clothed with her Son. Well, that's Mary, clothed with her Son.
Folks, that is poison for your soul and a masterful distortion of Scripture. Let me show how that was distorted. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. A great and wonderful sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. The Catholic Church says the person of Revelation 12, 1 is Mary and has gotten away with it only because the recipients, that is the pew sitting, standing, kneeling Catholics, have ignored the context of the chapter, which speaks of that same woman woman, quote-unquote, clothed with the sun. That woman sprouts wings and flies off into the desert for 3.5 years to be taken care of. Furthermore, the time frame is the end of this age, about the time of the Antichrist, which didn't occur yet. Mary is long dead for nearly 2,000 years. She's not here. So in reality, the woman clothed with the sun, S-U-N, is Israel, who gave birth to the Jewish Messiah, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. It can't be Mary. Mary never sprouted wings and flew off into the desert. Neither is Mary still physically alive to be the fulfillment of that event, which is yet futuristic. It is impossible for Mary to be that woman. Then, Catholics are also taught this.
Absolutely speaking, who has unlimited power? God alone. Who has unlimited power? God. Is Jesus God? Yes. Does Jesus have unlimited power? Yes. Does he share his power with his mother? Yes. You think there's something he doesn't share with his mother? No. No, everything. But it's his power that he shares with his mother. But it's unlimited, not because of her, but because of him. And so she's truly a queen.
So Catholicism teaches Mary has unlimited power. She is all-powerful, and she is also queen. That is the sovereign queen of heaven and earth. But Mary is special. Listen to this and find out why they teach that.
And Mary, in a very special way, reflects the fullness of that. She cares for every human being that ever was, is now, or ever will be. And not only does she care with a mother's care, she has the power of a queen's power. She shares all the power of her son. And so when her children go to her, don't doubt for a moment that your mother doesn't have the power to take care of you or protect you. She surely does.
So Mary is all powerful, but she cares for others with the care of a mother, even to protecting them. That is the fabricated, mythical, imaginary Mary of the Catholic Church, Queen of Heaven, the woman clothed with the sun, who Catholics pray to, give devotion to, and consecrate themselves to instead of God Almighty. She is their advocate, helper, benefactress, and mediatrix, and much, much more. There's a word in the English language which fits that type of teaching. It is the word deify. The word deify means to worship, regard, or treat someone or something as a god. I believe Catholicism has deified Mary indirectly while also denying it. How can I say that? If you consider a creature, any creature, as having the same abilities as God, you have made an idol of that creature, even if you deny that creature is your God. That is what Catholicism has done, as you just heard. In Catholicism, Mary has the power and abilities of Almighty Jesus with a motherly touch of protecting, helping, and caring for us. Catholicism also subtly claims Mary is omniscient by praying to her. If there are 50,000 Catholics praying to Mary at one moment, she would have to be omniscient or all-knowing to just know what they are requesting. The Catholic Mary also wants reparation of sin paid to her, Mary, according to the approved Fatima Marian apparitions of 1917. The following is what Lucia reports as being Mary's words. Listen to this. This is a quote-unquote from Mary, allegedly. Quote, "My daughter, look at my heart surrounded with the thorns by which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and say that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all those who on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months go to confession and receive Holy Communion, recite 5 decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 1/4 hour while meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary with the intention of making reparation to me." Unquote. It is very sad, especially for all the sincere Catholics who believe that because they don't know the biblical message. Millions a year flock to Fatima thinking a message straight from God's throne was sent when it wasn't. Folks, this is not an attack on Mary. The Mary of Catholicism is not the Mary of the Bible. She is an imaginary Mary, which doesn't exist. As chilling as all of that was, there is even more to reveal about Marian doctrine.
Let no one utter blasphemous words against the great queen who is the mother of the king of the universe. Let us all honor her with dignity and revere her for her motherly goodness. Let no one be so bold as to speak even a syllable which lacks total respect for her holy name.
In other words, just accept whatever the Catholic Church teaches about their Mary. Don't question it. Just believe it. And trust in Mary for all your needs. And don't say anything against that Mary. If you say anything against what they consider negative against that propaganda, then Catholics might consider that blaspheming Mary. Now imagine that. Mary can be blasphemed as God can be blasphemed.
Let no one utter blasphemous words against the great queen who is the mother of the king.
We're also told to give the Catholic Mary total respect and revere her. But folks, the Mary of Catholicism is as real as the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, and the Easter Bunny. Should we give the Easter Bunny total respect and revere it? No, never. The Mary that 1.3 billion Catholics have been taught doesn't exist. She is not on the throne. She cannot help you or save your soul. Do not be deceived by any Catholic priest, nun, pope, apologist, or anyone else, including a loving family member or friend. Only Jesus can save you from eternal damnation. There are three main scriptures which demolish Mariology, and they are all from the Catholic Bible. There are many more than three, but the ones I'm going to cite here does a complete job. Again, I'm going to read the Catholic Bible and let it pulverize Mariology. That is the Catholic mythical view of Mary taught to sincere people. The first two passages come from the Lord Jesus himself as he declares the view of Mary that we should all embrace. In Luke 11, 27 and 28 from the Catholic Bible, that's from the New American Bible, we read this. While he was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." In that passage, Jesus publicly rebuked and denounced the view of Mary, which is the whole basis of Mariology. Everything the Catholic Church says, all the distortions they make about their imaginary Mary, is based on Mary giving birth to Jesus and nursing him. That was never recognized by the Lord Jesus himself as significant, but that has been super exaggerated and grossly distorted by the Catholic Church, even to a much greater degree than the woman Jesus opposed and refuted in Luke 11, 27 and 28. Also, the real blessed people are the ones who hear the word of God and observe it according to Jesus. They are more blessed than Mary because she gave birth to Jesus and nursed him. The following passage is also a jaw-dropper for Catholics, and it too was spoken by the Lord Jesus himself. Listen to this. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." That's Mark chapter 3, 32 through 35. Again, from the Catholic Bible. Jesus stated his mother and brothers are all those who do the will of God. We are on a par with Mary if we are doing the will of God according to the Lord Jesus. Did you grasp that? Let me repeat what Jesus said. Quote, "Here are my mother and brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother," unquote. Jesus' disciples are all equal to his mother. Mary is not greater. She is not special according to Jesus. And by the way, there is no evidence that Jesus even spoke to Mary at that event, as Mary wanted. The third scripture, which further nails down the Mariology coffin, is this. Isaiah 42:8 from the Catholic Bible. "I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols." Folks, know that important truth about God and never forget it. The God of the Bible does not share his glory with another, including Mary. That fact absolutely, categorically, and emphatically blows away what Catholics have been taught about Mary and how she got her unique omnipotence. In contrast to that, the Word of God says God is our hope in Psalm 146, 5 through 9. "Blessed is he whose hope is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who bow down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the way of the wicked. Another similar passage also showing that we need to trust in God alone, Isaiah chapter 31-3. Woe to the obstinate children, declares the Lord, to those who carry out plans that are not mine, forming an alliance but not by my spirit, heaping sin upon sin, who go down to Egypt without consulting me, who look to help to Pharaoh's protection, to Egypt's shade for refuge. But Pharaoh's protection will be to your shame. Egypt's shade will bring you disgrace. The fabricated Mary of Catholicism has become a type of Pharaoh's protection and Egypt's shade for Catholics. Sad but true.
The basic reasons why Catholics venerate and consecrate themselves to Mary is a misuse of certain Bible verses and an avoidance of other scriptures. Catholicism also adds to scripture what popes, Catholic doctors, saints, and their church councils have said as though it was straight from God's throne. That has resulted in terrible distortions regarding prayer, receiving grace, and salvation itself. Let's return to Brother Dan Corner.
Isaiah 2:2. Stop trusting in man who has but a breath in his nostrils. Of what account is he? Remember, folks, God is jealous. Exodus 34:14 says, do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. What else is being taught in Catholicism? The Catholic Church teaches we should venerate Mary. They also say, most of the time, that we should not worship Mary, but that is not always what they teach to the open public. First of all, note, the word venerate is a synonym of worship. Both words mean the same. Look it up in a thesaurus and verify that for yourself. To venerate doesn't mean just revere and respect. What Catholics have toward Mary far exceeds reverence and respect. They think that their very salvation is what Mary attains for them because of the way they were taught. Remember that. To venerate Mary is to worship Mary based on the meaning of the word venerate and its synonym. Furthermore, though it seems almost too hard to believe for many Catholics, what I'm about to read to you is an actual authoritative quote from Vatican Council II, where worship of Mary is openly promoted and they put it in print. This is a quote from Vatican Council II, Volume 1, Costello Publishing Company, 1984 edition. Austin Flannery was the general editor, pages 420 and 421, and that is chapter 28, paragraph 65. Under the dogmatic constitution of the church. Listen to this. Quote, having entered deeply into the history of salvation, Mary in a way unites in her person and re-echoes the most important doctrines of the faith. And when she is the subject of preaching and worship, she promotes the faithful to come to her son, to his sacrifice, and to the love of the Father, unquote. That edition of Vatican Council II, of course, carries with it the Neo Obstat and the Imprimatur. We have the actual photostatic copy of that available for all to verify for themselves on evangelicaloutreach.org/official.htm. Verify and read it for yourself. That is their teaching. It is what they said, and they stated, worship Mary. So according to that, when Mary is worshipped, she, Mary, promotes the faithful to come to her son. But according to God's word, it's done in a much different way, and Mary is not even mentioned at all. In John 6:44, Jesus taught, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And then in John chapter 12, verse 32, Jesus also said, but I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. The Father draws us to the Son, and Jesus draws everyone to himself. No mention of Mary anywhere. Remember, Mary doesn't draw us to Jesus, who is the focus in the Bible. The Father points people to Jesus. The Son points people to Jesus. The Holy Spirit points people to Jesus. The first century Christians pointed people to Jesus. But in contrast, the Catholic Church points people to Mary. Mary is their focus, and they promote preaching on and worship of Mary, quote unquote, as I already showed you from that Vatican Council II edition in 1984. I'm not making this up, folks. That is what they put in print for the whole world to read and believe. The word deify means worship, regard, or treat someone or something as a god. I believe Catholicism has deified Mary indirectly while they also deny it. Folks, if you treat a creature as God, you have made an idol of that creature. Even if you deny that creature is your God, that is surely what Catholicism has done. It is very sad, especially for all the sincere Catholics who believe it because they don't know the Bible. The Roman Catholic Church attributes to their version of Mary the attributes which only deity has, and they say it comes from Jesus.
Who has unlimited power? God. Is Jesus God? Yes. Does Jesus have unlimited power? Yes. Does he share his power with his mother? Yes. You think there's something he doesn't share with his mother? No. No, everything. But it's his power that he shares with his mother. But it's unlimited.
They also call Mary sovereign, a term designated for God alone. Sovereign means possessing supreme or ultimate power. In modern translations of the Bible, the term sovereign is used to describe God. God alone is sovereign, but not in Catholicism. Mary is sovereign too. That is, their imaginary, fabricated, and mythical Mary is sovereign. Mary has definitely been deified in Catholicism. Roman Catholicism also boldly says Mary is sinless, again attributing to Mary the glory that belongs to God alone and which God doesn't share it with anyone. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, which reiterates Vatican Council II on Mary, is far, far, extremely far from Bible truth. They made it clear, and it is anti-Bible. This is paragraph 1053. Quote, we believe the multitude of those gathered around Jesus and Mary in paradise forms the church in heaven, unquote. So they have on the throne Jesus and Mary with no mention of the Heavenly Father. Shocking. Read Revelation and you will see it is the Father and Jesus who are on the throne ruling with no Mary anywhere. In Catholicism, the Heavenly Father is not on the throne. Mary is there instead. Besides all that, the Catholic Mary wasn't redeemed by the blood of Jesus as Christians are. She, instead, was redeemed at her conception and remained sinless her whole life through. No personal sin ever for the Catholic Mary in Catholicism. But that's not all. They want us to believe that Mary is co-redeemer with Jesus. The Roman Catholic Church also teaches Mary was resurrected bodily into heaven. That means now at this point, Jesus is not the only one who has a glorified, incorruptible body of flesh and bones in heaven. Mary has the same kind of body too. Jesus' uniqueness and incomparability is demolished again because the Catholic Mary is said to partake of the same. She has become a rival of Jesus, and in some cases, even given the same exact titles that belong to Jesus and God, such as the Glory of Israel, Morning Star, and Help of Christians. Please note the following, which state that all those titles are for God Himself or names for Jesus. 1 Samuel 15:29. He who is the glory of Israel does not lie or change his mind, for he is not a man that he should change his mind. Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. Hebrews 13:6. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Catholic Mary is also supposed to be the advocate, helper, benefactress, and mediatrix. The truth is, Jesus is our advocate and the one mediator. The Holy Spirit is our helper. And regarding the one mediator, I like to say 1 + 1 = 2, except in Catholicism. In Catholicism, one mediator, Jesus, plus one mediator, Mary, equals one mediator. They teach it both ways, and Catholics sitting in the pew don't seem to catch it or even care. Furthermore, the Catholic Mary gets devotion while Jesus gets adoration according to Catholicism. But the Bible, on the other hand, shows devotion to Jesus was first century doctrine and practice with no mention of devotion to Mary ever. 2 Corinthians 11:3-4. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. Folks, in our day, there is another Mary being preached, and that Mary is the heart of Catholicism. Another verse which also shows devotion to Jesus is 1 Corinthians 7:34 and 35. An unmarried woman or virgin is concerned about the Lord's affairs. Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit. But a married woman is concerned about the affairs of this world, how she can please her husband. I am saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in a right way in undivided devotion to the Lord. Now, let me again quote the Catechism of the Catholic Church. This is paragraph 973. Quote, by pronouncing her fiat at the Annunciation and giving her consent to the Incarnation, Mary was already collaborating with the whole work her Son was to accomplish. She is mother wherever he is Savior and head of the mystical body. Unquote. What an imagination Catholicism has. Their wild extreme fantasies have led them into modern day idolatry. Folks, think, if Mary's consent to the Incarnation made Mary collaborate with the whole work her Son was to accomplish, why didn't Jesus or his apostles ever allude to it? Never is there even a hint of any of that. In fact, the opposite is taught throughout the entire New Testament. Catholics must get this. They must not continue in this fantasy land. Listen again to Jesus debunk that whole concept. Luke 11:27 and 28. While he was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nursed. He replied, rather blessed are those that hear the word of God and observe it. And beyond all that, in Catholicism, May is Mary month. They have set aside a whole month out of the year for special devotion and focus on Mary. In Catholicism, they teach to improperly use Mary's name as a violation of the command, which forbids the abuse of God's name. Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2146. Quote, the second commandment forbids the abuse of God's name, that is, every improper use of God's name, Jesus Christ, or also the Virgin Mary and all the saints, unquote. Catholics pray to Mary, who they think is the Ark of the Covenant. Now, 2 points I need to make. Number one, Catholics do pray to Mary as Christians pray to God. Sometimes Catholics will deny they pray to Mary, but there are dozens of prayers to Mary which prove they actually do. So don't allow anyone to deceive you about that. Also, Mary is called the Ark of the Covenant. She's exalted with that title, referring back to the 9-month time period that she carried God in her womb during pregnancy. The Roman Catholic Church tries to exploit that for their Mary fantasy land teachings, but never mention that God's Word teaches all Christians are equal to Mary in that way too, because their physical bodies are the temple of God. Listen to this scripture, 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? So again, according to God's word, Mary is not special, not unique, and never held up on a pedestal as Catholics do, that's for sure. The Catholic Church also wants us to surrender at the hour of her death wholly to Mary's care. Catholics are taught to call on Mary at the hour of their death, but God's word again shows something very different to that. Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he called on Jesus at the hour of his death with no mention or inference to Mary. Acts chapter 7, 59. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
Brother Dan Corner has written a powerful book for Catholics entitled, Is This the Mary of the Bible? If you're a Catholic or know Catholics, this book may help them find salvation. Send 1450 into Evangelical Outreach, P.O. Box 265, Washington, Pennsylvania, 15301 to receive your copy free of postage.